Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Grace Harvest Baptist Church. I hope everybody enjoyed their week and enjoyed their summer. Kathy and I were able to get away for three nights this week and went down to Nag's Head. That's where we celebrated our honeymoon 37 years ago, and we went down there a little bit different than it used to be back then. But it was a good time, and it reminded me, my boys and my daughter went down there for the week, and we stayed in a hotel. We went and visited them. Sean got there on Thursday night, and he looked at me and said, I thought this was going to be a parent-free week. And so I was like, okay. And so anyway, it reminded me of a joke I heard where there were three preachers. And these three preachers were meeting in a coffee shop, and they were discussing the origins of life and or the beginning of life. And one said, well, you know, the secular world believes that it begins once the baby's born. And of course, all three pastors were saying, no, that's not correct. Life begins at conception. And the most wise of the pastors looked and said, no, life begins when your kids leave and your dog dies. Because then you're truly free. But I told Kathy when we got home, I said, you know, they may be having a parent-free week, but baby, we're having a kid-free house. It's been a while. But anyways, I'm excited to be here today and to share God's word with you and the message that he laid on my heart as he preached to me this week as I studied and went through one of the probably what best known parables that there is in the Bible. Mark Twain was asked a question, who is the greatest storyteller that he ever knew? And he responded reportedly, Jesus. And he said, well,